Good morning and welcome to The Extra on KRDO News Radio, a show that connects you with the topics and issues and people that are important to you. Everybody knows this guy. He's the assistant athletics director at Colorado College. Scott Lowenberg is here. Hello, Scott.
Hello, Renee.
It was so funny. I'm like, we've communicated for a couple of years now, but I don't think you and I have actually met in person, which is crazy.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
Well, I'm so glad you could come down. We have so much to talk about. First, let's start with the Tigers, CC Tigers season. Phenomenal.
Yeah, it was a great year. You know, you've seen Coach Haviland in the program it's gotten better and better every year over the last 5 years. And then this year, it just kept getting better. And then as the season went on, we were just like kept winning and winning and winning. Won the Pikes Peak Trophy, won the Gold Pan. You make it to the Frozen Faceoff. And it's too bad we didn't end up winning that thing. But, we had a heck of a run, and it goes into next year. We know we're going to be even better next year. So it's very exciting times for our program.
Well, and one of the biggest challenges for the hockey program wasn't a lot of seniors graduating from the hockey program.
Yeah, I mean, that's all part of college hockey. I mean, a lot of the kids that graduated this year, that was Mike Haviland's first class that he brought in. So you can kind of see, and then you can kind of see some of the underclassmen like the Ben Copelands and the Brian Yoons and the Grant Cruikshanks. You can see what's coming up
right,
and then what we've got coming in. So that's part of college sports. It's a little different than, watching the Avalanche or the Rockies where it's, signing contracts, long-term contracts. You know kids are only going to be there 4 years and then they move on, and that's what's fun about college athletics. And, yeah, but we have great kids in the program right now and great kids coming in. And we just yesterday signed a kid, a goalie from Northeastern, to take the place of Alex LeClaire, which signed early to go to the pro ranks.
He's graduating, in 3 years and going to
It's amazing for anybody, but for people that know Colorado College, it's just a really great high academic school. So that tells you how smart Alex LeClaire is. I could have never graduated in three years, especially playing hockey at the same time.
Exactly. So. And where is he going to go play? Where did he sign?
So he's with the Utah Grizzlies, which is the minor league team for the Avalanche. Actually,
yeah,
and I know. So what happens lots of times with the college kids, you're either good enough. Like right now, Jaden Schwartz, which played at Colorado College, is with the St. Louis Blues. Jacob Slavin and Curtis McElhaney are there with the Carolina Hurricanes, so they're in the Stanley Cup playoffs right now.
Isn't that crazy?
Going on? Yeah.
Awesome.
So Schwartz played great last night. But you get kids that can go straight to the NHL, and then you have kids that go on to minor league hockey in America, and they with the hopes of making the NHL eventually, maybe after 2, 3, 4 years in the minor leagues. And then what you'll see with some kids that sometimes Colorado College kids will do, they'll play minor league hockey, and then maybe they just can't make the NHL. Mm-hmm. They just can't make the highest level. So then they'll go play in Europe. So Alex LeClaire, hopefully he, can make it to the NHL someday, but who knows? You might see him in minor league hockey in America and then moving on to Europe.
Well, and with the Tigers, with the CC Tiger hockey program being one of the oldest in America, one of the top, do a lot of teams watch the Tigers, the players?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're also in the best league in the country. Mm-hmm. So in the National Collegiate Hockey Conference, it's the best. The last three national championships have come out of this league. The league's only been around 4 years. In this weekend, we've got Denver and Minnesota Duluth in the Frozen Four. So you got a good chance. You got a 50-50 chance now. They're going to be competing against UMass and Providence of winning another national championship. So that could be 4 years in a row. And if Minnesota Duluth wins it, they'd be winning it 2 years in a row. So it's just a great conference. And what it is all the best kids in America and even a lot in Canada, they want to play in the NCHC. So they want to play for Colorado College and North Dakota and Denver and Minnesota Duluth because they know that's going to best prepare them to play professional hockey and ultimately NHL.
And this was the first year the Tigers went to the Frozen Faceoff, wasn't it?
Yes.
Since this started.
Exactly. So again, being such a tough conference with us, CC has got a great history, definitely had a great run, through the 90s and early 2000s. And then it kind of went down a little bit, had to make a coaching change. So then Mike comes in, and it's what's crazy about college hockey is you're recruiting like 14-year-olds and 15-year-olds.
Isn't that insane?
And, in fact, one of the first big recruits that Mike got 5 years ago was a kid named Brian Yoon, which was a freshman this year, and he ended up being all freshman team in the entire country, all NCHC. Now that might be a kid that only plays at Colorado College another year or two because he'll go to the NHL. He's that good.
Right.
But those are the kind of guys that Mike's bringing in, but it takes him a while to actually get here.
So how do college head coaches then start looking at the younger people to start recruiting to come to schools? That's got to be hard.
Yeah, I mean, it's something to where they're traveling a lot, and obviously they have a lot of connections with the junior programs, and you know they know, you know, connect, have connections with coaches and parents. And obviously Mike, what helps Mike a lot is he used to be in the pro ranks and,
right,
you know, was with the Blackhawks and with the Washington Capitals. So he knows a lot of people out there. In fact, one of the goalies we have coming in next year, his dad won a Stanley Cup with the Blackhawks twice.
Wow.
So you kind of get those connections.
And like, and hey, they know, your kid's
exactly,
playing hockey.
Exactly. Oh. And they know, you know, and the good thing is they know Mike and they trust Mike. They're like, hey, this guy knows how to coach. He's going to develop my, you know, my kid the right way, or, you know, some, you know, hey, we know this kid. So that's kind of how it works. And yeah, because what you get lots of times in college hockey is you're getting verbal commitments. It's kind of, it's crazy to think.
I know, because it's
probably
like,
to your listeners,
right?
But, you know, how do you know a 14, 15 year old what
that's
he's going to
commit?
Exactly.
Actually.
And what
yeah.
he's going to turn out to really be
right
in 4 or 5 years. But yeah, you get those commitments. And then what it is they'll play lots of times in the USHL or the NHL. It's junior hockey in America. And they'll play for those programs. And it's kind of, so lots of these kids aren't even in high school. Like,
right.
Well, they're in high school, but they're not playing for their high school team. They're
right.
playing for junior hockey. They're going to high school at the local. And then what you do is, yeah, once they're committed, they're kind of in the system. And Colorado College keeps in touch with them. And then eventually you bring those kids in. And lots of times when they're 18 years old, 19 years old, you're like, all right, now you're going to be a freshman at Colorado College. Come on in.
That's
and that's kind of how it works.
Okay, we do have to take a quick break. Scott, when we come back, we're going to talk about an arena that's being built by the college. We'll have more with Scott Lewenberg when we come back on the Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to the Extra on KRDO News Radio. Today we're talking with Scott Lewenberg, Assistant Athletics Director for Colorado College. Scott, your passion, you can just tell your passion. How long have you been with CC now?
So I've been at CC a little over 13 years.
That's incredible. How did you get started as being an athletic director?
You
have you always had a passion for sports?
Yeah, I mean, I was an athlete, and then when I went to college, you know, I met with the athletic director there and said, hey, how do I get a job in sports? How do I get a job like you? And he's like, hey, why don't you come intern in our athletic department? We'll get you some experience. And I guess the rest is history. You know, it's just something that it's a fun job, you know, like
right.
hopefully a lot of people have jobs that, you know, it's fun to get up in the morning and go to it. And it's just, yeah, it's great to work. You know, I think it's fun to work at a college anyway. But then when you're working around athletics and sports, you know, for people that like sports, they could probably understand why someone like me would like a job like this.
Yeah, you can tell your passion. And of course, we know that hockey is the biggest, probably the biggest draw for sports at CC, right? But there's other big sports.
Yeah, I mean, Colorado College is actually really unique. It's a really high academic school, 2,000 kids,
yeah.
liberal arts private school that has Division I hockey and Division I women's soccer. So women's soccer actually plays in the Mountain West Conference. They play, you know, Colorado State and Air Force and New Mexico and Wyoming. And then everything else is Division III. So, you know, we're actually, there's no other Division III schools in the Mountain Time Zone. So we're playing like the Occidentals and the Whittiers and the Claremont Mudskips
yeah.
out in California and the Williams and the Amherst out east. So it's kind of a Division III high academic kind of institution, kind of school that just happens to have big time football and or big time hockey and big time
women's
soccer. And hockey has a long history. That goes back to the Broadmoor Hotel where Julie and Spencer Penrose
yeah.
actually started the Colorado College hockey program to entertain the guests at the Broadmoor.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Because it didn't have
right.
the hockey program, right?
Right,
at all.
Right, yeah. And then the first 10 national championships. So this weekend is the Frozen Four of the NCAA tournament. So the championships this weekend are in Buffalo, New York. And now they're always in big NHL arenas. Well, the first 10 NCAA hockey championships were at the Broadmoor Hotel.
Isn't that
yeah.
crazy?
So there's a lot of college history in Colorado Springs with Colorado College and the Broadmoor.
Well, and it was, correct me if I'm wrong, Scott, but CC Tigers, the hockey team, is the second oldest hockey team, college hockey team, right, in the country. Is that right?
You know what?
Followed
I think
by
so.
Michigan?
I know
or is it the rivalry is the second oldest?
Yeah, I mean, I know us and Denver have one of the
best
yeah. rivalries and big, you know, I think Michigan State might be ahead of us. But yeah, we started in 1938. So definitely back then, yeah, you know, and that's what's cool too. You think about Colorado College is competing against the Michigans and the Michigan States and Minnesota's and Boston College, you know, North Dakota's of the world. In fact, next year, you know, This is probably a little, this is news breaking.
Is this, do we have a breaking beep, beep, beep,
exactly.
Beep, 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 beep. Okay, breaking
news.
We
haven't released our schedule yet, but I can tell people that in October of next year, we're going to be at home against the Minnesota Golden Gophers. And a couple weeks after that, we're going to be at home against the Michigan State Spartans. So Colorado College,
wow.
Enrollment of 2000, you know, we play those kind of programs in college hockey.
Now this, and it seems like, Scott, like, oh my gosh, the Tigers were on the road a lot this past. Is it just the way the schedule laid out? Because it was like almost a month where the Tigers weren't even home. Is that just how the schedule laid out this year?
Yeah, it seems like that was, Christmas time's always a little weird anyway because you take a couple weeks off. So yeah, I think we had like in early, mid-December, we had a lot of road games. Then you had a couple weeks off. And then January, we had a couple road series.
Yeah.
And then you might remember we were supposed to play Denver at home.
Yes. And then
and Denver couldn't get up over Monument Hill. So that moved to like February. So then, and then we had more road game schedule. So it just kind of was weird. Yeah. It was kind of like, yeah, we did have a lot of road game schedule, but not having Denver at home even made it even crazier. Yeah.
Well, it's so funny. Whenever we would talk with Coach, we'd be like, come on home anytime.
Yeah.
Coach. And he was just like, maybe one day.
Exactly.
That's awesome. You know what we're going to do? We're going to go ahead and take our news break now. And when we come back, we are going to talk about the Robeson Arena. That is, when are we estimating to start building that?
Well, we've already started a little bit of demolition right now.
Okay.
But the real, real construction is going to be right after the new year of 2020, just coming up here.
Perfect. Okay. We'll have more with Assistant Athletics Director Scott Lowenberg when we come back on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. We are talking with Scott Lowenberg. He is the Assistant Athletics Director for Colorado College. And, okay, Scott, I think we've teased it enough. We're talking about Robeson Arena. This is a 3,000, correct me if I'm wrong, 3,000-seat arena that is being built on the campus of Colorado College. Is that right? 3,000,
yes.
Is that the right amount?
Initially, we announced 3,000, but it's actually going to be more like 3,600.
Okay.
So about 3,600, and that's actual seats. So we'll even have standing room only. We'll have press areas. We'll have other things beyond that to where you probably are going to get close to 4,000 people actually in the arena.
Wow.
But there's going to be over 3,600 real seats.
Now, what inspired this? Has CC always been thinking, okay, we want our own arena on our campus? Has that always been kind of in the thought process?
It has been. It's always been a part of the master plan. I know at one time the thought process was to do a practice arena on campus and then play games at the World Arena. But then we had, you know, very generous donors to Colorado College, ex-hockey players.
Which is, by the way, Robeson.
Yes.
Ed Robeson, right?
Yes.
I said his name. Is a former CC hockey player.
Yes.
He
played CC for Colorado College hockey back
That's
in
awesome.
The 60s. And then he ended up, you know, very fortunate, made a lot of money down in the Phoenix area, doing development, building houses.
Okay.
And he gave $10 million. So
start this.
Yes.
Which at first, again, was supposed to be a practice arena.
Right, right.
Okay.
And then we had other donors step up, and it just kind of got a lot of people excited. So Colorado College, you know, we were talking earlier about the history. You know, CC's got a lot of history. We've never, ever played on campus. I mean, so
I was trying to think, like, ever.
Yeah, ever.
The Tigers,
so
hockey,
so you think
yeah.
about it, you always want to, you know, for all the people that have gone to college or been involved in college sports, you want to play on your campus. That's what's best for your campus. That's what's best for your students. That's what's best for recruiting and just every, you want your, you think about it, not only is it best for your students, but even all of our fans, like Joe Smith and Sally Johnson that are Colorado College hockey fans that now are going to the World Arena, well, now they're going to be coming to your campus. Now they're going to be coming to Robeson Arena. They're going to be parking by the library, walking through campus, and it's going to be more of a campus atmosphere, and, you know, it'll be our event, and it'll be black and gold, and it'll be branded Colorado College hockey, and we'll be able to talk about what's going on at Colorado College. So it's super exciting.
Now, I'm going to say, I'm sure what everybody was saying at first, Scott, so this isn't anything new. Everybody's like, but you're losing like 4,000 seats. Like, that's crazy. Why would you do that? Right? I'm
right.
sure you heard that a
oh,
gazillion
yeah.
times.
Yeah, we've definitely heard that. And we've told people. So it's for us, there's probably lots of ways to look at this.
Okay.
So First of all, we're the smallest school that plays Division I hockey. So again, this
Which
is a school that only has 2,000 students. We love that our, you know, because we do have some passionate fans that are saying that,
Oh
my gosh, why are you going to play in a small arena? So what this is going to be, all of our season ticket holders have been told this, and we've communicated with them. Every current season ticket holder is going to be allowed to buy seats in the new arena. So we
know
we have enough seats to take care of them.
Okay.
I mean, it's definitely going to be more of a packed atmosphere, because even this year, a lot of people went to our Colorado College Denver game where we won the gold pan at the World
which,
Arena.
The place was, just, I mean,
yeah,
shook,
it was,
right?
It was a big deal. Yeah. Well, you think about it. We never, ever turned anyone away for that game. Like, if you would have walked up right at game time and bought a ticket, you could have.
Right.
Well, now with this new arena, yeah, you might need to buy tickets in advance because, hey, it's going to sell out. But you want that atmosphere. You want that. What a college wants is you want that packed atmosphere. And it's kind of good for people to know, like, you know, Notre Dame plays in a 5,000-seat arena. Penn State, you know, these are huge universities with huge fan bases, plays in a 6,000-seat arena. You know, Providence plays in a 4,000-seat arena. Boston College plays in a 5,000-seat arena. So, you know, for us to build a 3,600-seat facility, it's the perfect size for Colorado College. And then, you know, because we are part of the City for Champions overall plan, the city as a whole, the city says, hey, this town can support an 8,000-seat arena at the World Arena, and it can support a 4,000-seat arena on the college campus. The last thing you want to do is build similar type arenas, you know, because
right.
we're going to be bringing in different types of events. I know USA Boxing, and there's USA Inline Skating, USA Hockey. There's all kinds of events that are very excited to do events in a 3,600 to 4,000 seat arena. Yep.
Now,
yep.
How did the relationship, because like you were saying, this was already in the works. It was going to be actually a practice arena. But so how did City for Champions, how did this arena get included into the City for Champions kind of project?
Yeah, it's kind of an interesting story. So obviously with all the donations we had for our arena, Colorado College was going down the path of doing this, of building an on-campus arena to where we were going to play our games, and that was going to be the home of Colorado College hockey. Well, the city, part of the City for Champions, which, you know, the Olympic Museum's a part of it, mm-hmm. the Visitor Center at Air Force, they had over $28 million that was allocated for a stadium and an arena.
It had to be both.
Yes. And
okay.
this is state money. So this is money that the city would have lost if the stadium and arena did not happen. So obviously the city looks at it as, hey, these are great things for this community. It's going to develop and just make things better in this area, to where they didn't want to lose that money. So, yes, so basically Mayor Southers and the city, you know, Bob Cope was involved.
Mm-hmm.
They contacted, you know, Colorado College, the president, Jill Tiefenthaler, and said, hey, you know, would you like to be a part of City for Champions? And then at that time, you know, not to get into too many details, but basically we're like, hey, we'd be glad to partner with the city and the state and be a part of this process. And at that time, the stadium side of it was going to go to either the Sky Sox or the Switchbacks, and that was totally up to the city to
right.
decide that, which they obviously ultimately ended up deciding the Switchbacks. So we're definitely partners of this now, and we're excited to partner with the city and be a part of this overall project. But you think about it, so for people to know, this total arena project is
right.
going to be about $60 million.
Wow.
So we're getting from the state $9 million. That's the plan. So Colorado College is putting in over $51 million. So that's good for people to know. It's not like Colorado College is getting a free arena.
Right. Yeah, this is not like, hey, all the money coming from the state.
It's, you know, so through our donors and through our college, we're putting in, you know, over $51 million, and then we'll get the $9 million from the state.
Well, and I'd have to think, Scott, and you could be looking at me like, Renee, but I mean, really putting the college, not that it's already not a prestigious school academically, but like you're saying, Division I hockey and women's soccer, you know, people look at it, but putting CC in that Olympic area, like Olympic City USA, part of City for Champions, I'm sure also possibly recruiting, that has to be a big draw too.
Oh yeah, I mean, it's going to be very exciting. I mean, obviously, you know, yeah, there's a lot of the Olympic groups that are interested in using that stadium and that arena, and you know, kind of our thought process, the kind of the plan, and we're actually talking to the city already, is during the school year, it's going to be predominantly for Colorado College hockey. And then it's even, we have a little small rink on campus right now called Honan, which we do a lot of, like, you know, adult league hockey, youth league hockey, high school hockey, figure skating, even a lot of campus, like, intramurals and club.
Yeah.
We'll still do that stuff in this new arena. But so during the school year, that's predominantly is going to be used for. But then in the summer, that's kind of when we'll be able to bring in events.
Right.
You know, some of those City for Champion type of events.
Perfect. Okay, we have to take a break, Scott. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how the downtown neighborhood has accepted it. Actually, we've been chatting. It sounds pretty good, doesn't it?
Yes, positive.
Yeah, we'll have more with Scott Loewenberg when we come back on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Today we're talking with Assistant Athletics Director Scott Loewenberg from CC. We could keep talking, Scott. I know. But we got our last break here. And how has the reception been by the downtown community? Because tell everybody exactly where the Robeson Arena is going.
Sure.
It's like right at Cash Laputer and Tejon, is that right?
Yep. So the arena will be on the southeast side of campus. So
okay.
Cash Laputer, Tejon, Dale Street, Nevada, that entire block.
That block.
Yep, we own that entire block.
Okay.
And that's where the arena is going to be. And then if you can, like, visualize it, if you can pretend you're a drone or something and flying overhead, the arena will be on the Cash Laputer side of it, so the north side of that block.
On the north side, okay.
And then the parking garage will be on the south side of that lot.
Now, the parking garage is, and you and I were kind of chatting, but you've had a lot of community meetings. CC has held community meetings with the neighborhoods and the Colorado Springs community. Was that the biggest thing that people were like, where are people going to park? Was that the biggest concern?
For sure.
One of the biggest?
Sure. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I give Colorado College credit. I mean, a lot of places would just say, hey, we're doing this. And
too bad.
We know how we're going to build it, and we know what we want to do, and we're doing it. Well, Colorado College has been having community meetings. We're even going to have more community meetings to where we wanted to get people's input. So we've had, gosh, hundreds of people come to these meetings. You know, we've received tons of emails. We read them all. And what it was probably about 50% was our fans, and 50% was just people from the community and a lot of the people that are going to live near the arena. And they had questions. And, you know, obviously some of them had concerns. So we've been, you know, basically talking to people, getting feedback, you know, working together on making it as good as possible for everyone. So the number one concern for the neighbors was parking, because, you know, a lot of people say, hey, Colorado College, even on a regular school day, you know, people are parking on the street all around
there. It is busy.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it is.
It's busy.
It is.
Yeah.
I mean, you think about it, now Colorado College owns the Fine Arts Center. So that south part of campus is a big area now for the community that's going to be coming to it. So what we've done is we're building almost 500 new spaces.
Okay.
And then
new parking garage.
Yep. Parking garage is going to be a little over 350, and then we're even building another lot that's going to be a little over 100.
Okay.
So, and yes. So then we're going to have, for people that have been to college events, like when you go to Boulder for a football game, you know, we're going to have other lots on campus, like by the library and by the Cornerstone and by, you know, if people know those areas, but Armstrong. But we're going to have other lots on campus as well that we're going to utilize on hockey game nights. And that's something good for people to know too. I mean, so out of 365 days a year, hockey, we're going to play at least 18 games a year and at most 23 games a year. So it's not, it's not like the Colorado Avalanche where we're playing, you know, about
every other weekend.
Yeah. It's not that many times, and it's always on Friday and Saturday nights. And yes, we are concerned about traffic flow and parking, and we've got a great strategy. I used to work at Tulane University, which is in New Orleans, and we had to worry about football parking, which football you have even more attendees. Again, there's another reason to not build too big of an arena, But what we'll do is all of our season ticket holders and donors, we will actually assign lots to them. So you might have some people that will be assigned to the parking garage. You might have some people that are assigned to the lot by the library. And then that way people know, okay, when I go to the game, here's where I go. Here's how I drive to it. This is where I park, and this is how I exit. You know, so, I mean, we're obviously working with the city and the police department as well. But, you know, we've got a great plan. And, you know, 98% of the people that have been going to community meetings is They're very happy that the college listened to them and are putting in the park. And obviously, there are still some people that just never wanted the arena to be there in the first place. But
right.
But again, that's just part of, I guess, being neighborly.
When I, it sounds like, and you and I were chatting before we got started, it sounds like some of the downtown businesses also want to get involved with shuttles. Is that right? So, like, hey, come dine here before the game. And
oh, for sure.
Is that right? Kind of a shuttle.
Yeah, yeah, running? For sure. You know, so we've had, you know, Jose Muldoon's, Colorado Craft, McKenzie's Chop House. They're already like, hey, we're going to do a shuttle. We've had other people talk about it. I know Colorado College is even, we're planning on doing a shuttle
your own
as well.
Shuttle.
Yep. Yep. Cause you, and yeah, it'll be fun to see like what happens with downtown and Tejon and Nevada, because we know, you think about it, you're going to have 3,600 people at a college hockey game, where people like to go out or before or after a game, you know, get a bite to eat and get a drink. And, you know, now all the, I know downtown, the downtown partnership,
yeah.
Susan Edmondson,
yeah.
I mean, the,
yeah, yep.
And the city are super excited. I mean, they look at this as, hey, almost like bookends to downtown, where you're going to have the arena on the north side and you're going to have the Switchback stadium
on
the south.
South. Yeah.
So the city is super pumped.
Absolutely. Now, when is, and then we're going to have to wrap up. Scott, it goes so fast.
Yeah.
When is, so you've already started demoing some stuff.
Yes. Yeah, so we, again, own that entire lot. We've started demolishing some stuff. All of this calendar year, we're, by the end of this calendar year, everything's going to be removed. We're going to have all the utilities in there ready to go. And then we're about to select our general contractor here in a month or two. So right,
so the bids have already been submitted.
Yep.
And,
so right, yeah, after the new year of 2020, you know, this upcoming new year, we're going to start building. And then it'll be done by sometime probably the summer of 2021.
Incredible. Ready, yeah, for the new season.
Exactly. Exactly. So we'll still be at the World Arena this upcoming season and the following season, but then we'll be on campus.
Now, I did not know this, and thank you for pointing it out, Scott. There is an entire website dedicated to talking about, has all the community meetings up there, has all the documentation, has everything. So if people want to know more,
yes,
all they have to do is go to this website.
Yeah, you can go to coloradocollege.edu/ropesandarena, which is ROBSON. And yeah, and if you can go and read as much as you want.
Yeah, everything
and
is up there.
You know, if you have not been involved yet, you know, keep track on there, because you can go to the next community meeting. And if you can't make a community meeting, you can always send an email. Because like I said, we're reading them and we're taking all the input from people. So,
and all the, I loved how I was seeing the videos of all the community meetings up there as well.
Yes,
so
yes.
It's all right there. Scott, you are awesome. Thanks for coming in.
Hey, you bet. Thanks
and
a lot.
And we'll keep us posted as everything is going on.
For sure. It's a very exciting time. We're very excited.
It's perfect. Scott, thanks so much. And tomorrow on The Extra, it's Business Week in Review right here on KRDO News Radio.